problems with hotels, huh?
I was going to start by asking you for a bit of history, but I thought that would be too boring.
No, you can write that history. So, I mean, you can say stuff about history. People will be interested, because we used to be a hardcore band back in the days. We started off, like, before I was even in the group, Beastie Boys was a hardcore band.
As in hardcore punk?
A thrash band, yeah. The best in the best around.
Best in the entire nation!
Fastest, best band.
We were the fastest for a couple of weeks. Until
the mob started.
Till the mob and Crucial Mosh.
But we were the best, fastest band.
We were the first thing for a couple of weeks, yeah.
So what happened? How did we get into a wreck?
So it happened.
Good music, you know.
The whole concept of a white rap band seems to be like flying in the face of everything you expect the rap band to be.
We're not really what you'd expect to be a rap band anyway.
Well, that's really
what people think of, like, rap music. We're not really like that. People who don't know rap music.
So how would you explain it?
Explain us?
Yeah. Defined.
So, like, what are you trying to say?
How would you describe it?
You just said that...
Yeah.
Death.
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 Yeah.
She likes it.
Why is she deaf?
No.
Hip hop.
Deaf.
Don't
she doesn't know.
Don't ask me, fucking hell, I'm just sitting here. Come on, you're meant to be answering the questions, tell me what me.
No, I'll say, just, you say that it's not what people expect. Is that like a deliberate thing? That you'd actually try to break barriers or what?
Yeah, it just sounded different, like...
we're not going out of our way to be different, I guess, we just are.
It just sounds different than other rappers, because they grow up listening to different music than they do.
It's the new style!
What's up?
That's D.
Hi.
How you doing?
we're deep into kind of a deep philosophical explanations of
I'm saying
how,
like,
why, and what.
Deeply in the middle of, like, saying...
No,
he's asking us questions and we're
answering
them. Not saying anything.
This is part of the course.
Huh?
I don't like talking. Someone described me as a cross between Run DMC and AC/DC.
Who said that? Nick Rubin said that.
It was somebody like that.
Who would have said that?
Some dick.
I'm sorry, I didn't even talk about your friend Rick like that.
I don't know
about that. I mean, Run DMC, you're just doing rap and rock and roll from one direction. We're doing it from another.
We're doing it from being D-boys. We're doing it from, like, listening to rock music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to make this a combination of them.
Kind of like rap music like Run DMC and rock music like AC/DC, and then we kind of combine and we get our own sound, which is
kind of like
a combination of AC/DC and Run DMC.
It's kind of like a combination platter, you know, maybe like beef and chicken curry pasty. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But instead of being like the Indian guy,
it's like as if you wanted
guy.
To buy a kebab and like the guy had like pizza on a skewer. And it was like pizza kebab. That's like what our music is.
Wouldn't the cheese drip off?
Yeah, well, that's what.
Yeah, but let's see, it'd be okay, because, like, you know how all the grease on the kebab just.
Our music is like pizza
thing.
Crust on a stick being cooked.
Have you ever had pizza in a cup before?
But put it this way. If you went in to buy a kebab on a stick and came out with a pizza, at your first bite, wouldn't you think, hang on, this isn't what I ordered, this isn't what I wanted?
But we taste good though, doesn't it? See?
Well, I mean, personally, I don't like kebabs, but I do like pizzas. So
I've
never
had a pizza kebab, have you though?
Yeah.
No,
I probably
true.
Go to the pizza kebab spot at 5 a.m. every night.
Have you ever had a pizza kebab in a cup?
Mm-hmm.
Probably never have you?
Mm-hmm.
They got them back where we're from. That's why
from in Australia.
That's why we do the stuff we do. That's where our AC/DC roots come from too. Australia. No offense.
Nothing wrong with Australians. So what brings you over here?
Ah, shit. I knew he was going to ask that. Listen, it's a trick question, okay? It's a
why
did
you ask us what all
three
of us did to her in the bathroom?
we'll get to that in a minute.
No, we won't.
This is the next question I had lined up for you, but we tackle what you're doing over here first.
We played 2 gigs at the Hammersmith Odeon.
We played 2 gigs at the Hammersmith Odeon and 1 gig at a club called Delirium.
Located in the old Astoria Theater, where
right on Charing Cross Road, and if all you kids want to
Mike D
down.
Spent a lot of time there.
Didn't he go? I wasn't even invited.
Wasn't even.
I know
it
was
happening.
He would have invited you.
Who dissed you like that?
Why didn't you call us up, man, and tell us you were, you know, down to come to the show? We would have given you something.
CBS is stupid.
I don't understand why CBS like
to
show.
CBS gets the dickhead, you could say.
I mean, much as we love them,
they still
really
get the dickhead.
And they're good guys.
They suck.
Bunch of fucking faggots.
Bunch of fucking faggots, and I fucking hate them. Fucking assholes.
I want to know why. I don't understand why I have like a press. You know, they have a press office. Why don't they invite you to our shows?
Oh shit!
Well, no. To be absolutely perfectly fair, then they did invite me down on Friday night to the Odeon.
Well, I was already booked up. He probably scalped the tickets out
to be perfectly fair, he actually had tickets that he had gotten for free, which he just threw down his toilet.
We couldn't even give tickets to our friends, man. You got
and we were wasting
like
150
that,
tickets, and none of our friends could even.
Man, you know what? He's not looking out for the kids.
Man, you're not looking out for the kids like us, man.
We're looking out for the kids, man. You throw away.
We're looking, you know, we're trying to do our best for the kids, man. This is like a slap in the face, you know.
You have my deep and profound apologies. So what did you three do in the bathroom last night?
With what?
Where? The bottom?
Lizzie?
Go ahead. Football bathroom?
Lizzie, take the floor.
Lizzie, tell them what we did.
Go ahead, Lizzie.
Come on, Lizzie, you can tell them.
I mean, look at those shoes.
Look at those shoes. She had her shoes on.
Oh, God.
This could be, you know, headline, front page.
You like your brandy, huh?
Yeah.
Have some more to drink.
She likes the brandy. She's been drinking ever since we brought her here.
And that was 5 days ago.
That was the last
like
week.
Yesterday afternoon sometime.
Oh, you really
want to
know what happened in the
bathroom?
I'm riveted.
Seriously, you can tell him that it's not like a slap.
Come on, let's just keep going. Let's. Oh wow, look at that. Hey.
Let's change the subject.
Alright.
It's getting interesting. So what happened to the window?
I had nothing to do with that.
They put my head through it.
that was a good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
We had her up on the coffee table somehow.
You know, you might think, how the hell can an angle like that, you know? Stranger things have happened, I think.
Stranger things might have happened to the
city. I threw a bottle through it.
Yuck threw up on the window.
I threw up
on that broken window.
He threw up his pizza kebab in the window. My fucking smash.
That's gonna help a pizza kebab.
Right. It was the cup that did it. No, it was like the throw up scene in Stand By Me. Remember, he was like, whoa! Remember that shit? That was rude. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. The dude throws him and he goes, whoosh! And the dude's
face. I had projectile vomiting when I was a baby. Like Reagan in The Exorcist. Oh. Come on,
no, carry on. We're all fascinated.
We are ready for the punchline there, Lizzie.
And it just didn't happen. I hate people tell jokes without a punchline. You certainly just seen picked up a reputation, if nothing around, at least around the hotels of this town, for being less than hospitable guests.
We never do things. Our roadies get a little out of hand when we go to sleep, okay? Because we travel with the crew.
And Mike, guess what I found here? 3 keys. My key, his key, and another key to another room.
A whole new room?
Yes.
Like, not even my room.
I don't think so. Pretty interesting.
Well, I guess we